After 15 years, a vacant lot in Chinatown is finally being put to use. But for every exciting project, there's a line between modernization and preserving the history and tradition of a community. Law Murray reports.
He was mixing it up with the crowd and called out for a shout-out from his Metro supporters. When he didn't get a response, he joked they must have got caught in traffic. But he quickly composed himself to focus on the point of the ceremony.
This project has been long overdue. Long overdue. 15 years. You could have passed a driver's license bill in 15 years.
Cedillo championed Chinatown's Blossom Plaza as a mixed-use residential and retail complex that will serve commuters from the Metro Gold Line station in Chinatown.
So this is fully integrated, organic, and authentic to the Chinatown experience, what it means historically, socially, for the city. And this is the best of the best.
The plaza sits atop the site where Little Joe's restaurant used to be. Before it was shuttered in 1998, it was a popular gathering spot in Chinatown. For decades, Chinatown has been on the cusp of potential development and then perennially ignored. Now, it seems to be coming into its own. In 2003, the Chinatown Gold Line station opened, and with it came plans to redevelop the property. Economic issues and other conflicts prevented the project from even breaking ground until this past May. Assemblymember Ed Chow said this moment was personal for him.
It is truly gratifying to see projects like this one. And this is a type of housing that California envisioned when voters passed Proposition 1C to encourage transit-oriented development.
Not everyone in Chinatown was excited about the new project. Danny Tran of Lincoln Heights works at the Via Cafe at Chinatown's Central Plaza. He's worried about how the plaza will compete with other businesses.
We have a nice plaza right here. Chinatown's been here forever, you know what I mean?
Larry Jung is a descendant of the Chinatown developers who came here 75 years ago. He was not worried about the changes. He feels this will revitalize the area.
In the early days, you know, there were a lot of Italians here, a lot of Hispanics here. So, you know, what are we really talking about? We really, Chinatown was never 100% Chinese. So I think we welcome all peoples here.
The plan is for Blossom Plaza to open officially in 2015, and that it will mark a revitalization of the Chinatown community. Law Murray, Annenberg Radio News. Okay.